Within the past 3 hours, a second person charged in an alleged terror plot to kill U.S. soldiers at Fort Riley. Late today, federal prosecutors said the second man helped John Booker Jr. Investigators say Alexander Blair shared extremist views with Booker. The criminal complaint also says Blair loaned Booker money and says Blair told Booker not to talk about the plot publicly so he wouldn't get caught. Prosecutors charged Blair with failing to report a felony. If convicted, he faces 3 years in prison. Despite wanting to die in the attack, prosecutors say Booker had a plan to get his message out.
Today's threat was real.
It's real!
And Booker was fully committed to his plan.
A plan prosecutors say he was in the final stages of putting together.
It's alleged that he told another individual that detonating a suicide bomb was his number one aspiration.
A deadly ambition allegedly inspired by ISIS.
He repeatedly stated his desire to engage in violent jihad on behalf of the Islamic State of Iraq, otherwise known as ISIL.
But investigators say his death wouldn't have silenced him, adding Booker put together a martyr video.
And he said he wanted members of the public whose sons and daughters were members of the military, that he wanted to get their loved ones out of the military immediately. He said because the Islamic State is coming for them.
So that was the news today. The bomb material prosecutors say Booker assembled was inert, meaning it was not capable of exploding. The FBI says we can all learn from today's arrest. Kansas City's top agent says this situation highlights why we all need to report suspicious behavior.
Now more than ever, we must remain vigilant. We must continue to work with our law enforcement partners, and we must rely on you, the community at large, to be attentive and to report suspicious activity.
As for what's next, the FBI says it's still conducting search warrants related to this case. Meanwhile, today, a court put Booker in the custody of the U.S. Marshals Service pending his trial. And if convicted, Booker faces life in prison.